Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Today, we are going to jumpstart belief. I want to tell you an interesting story. My first job right out of college, I sold radio advertising in Columbia, South Carolina. I loved that job. I worked for the station that everybody was listening to, and I would go into people's businesses, and you know, it was almost like being a celebrity by extension, because the announcers that I worked with were considered celebrities. So it was really kind of cool. So I remember going in to call on this client one time, and this is somebody who had a brilliant business model. He would drive from South Carolina up to North Carolina, where back then all of the great designers were making a lot of their clothes. Ralph Lauren, I can't even think of the names. But I remember he used to go and he would buy clothes that had been made incorrectly in the process. And he would buy them by the pound. He didn't have to pay for them individually as a piece of clothing. He just bought it as like used material. He would bring them back, and oftentimes there would be like a snag in the shirt tail, and he'd have somebody sew that up. Or the cool ones were when they would accidentally sew the wrong collar on the shirt. So you'd have a blue shirt with an orange collar. Well, the thing was, people my age back then thought that was really kind of cool. And so he opened this business. His name was Don. Now, I really liked Don. I liked Don and Charlie and everybody that worked there. And I was in my 20s, so this was 30 plus years ago. Anyway, I'll never forget something. Don called me and told me he wanted to run a special flight of commercials on the radio station. I said, sure, great, I'll come see you. So I did. I went to his office and we were sitting there and he said, next Friday is Friday the 13th. And I said, yes, that's right. And he goes, we are going to spend, and he like quadrupled what he had ever spent on the radio advertising with me before. And he said, we're gonna spend it all on Thursday and Friday for Friday the 13th. He said, I have always believed that Friday the 13th is my lucky day. So I'm gonna advertise to try and get as many people in as I could. And he did, and we ran this very big campaign, and it worked really well. We drove hundreds of extra customers in there. He made thousands of extra dollars that he wouldn't have made. But this is the point. This is what I got from that. What if he treated every day like it was Friday the 13th? What if he believed that every day the universe was sort of conspiring to bring good things to him and he acted accordingly? What if he, I'm not saying he had to, not from a selfish standpoint, but from his standpoint, what if he increased his advertising budget and came up with more regular promotions and campaigns? It all had to do with his belief. So in one way, his belief in Friday the 13th liberated him, and he was able to make a lot of money that day and sell a lot of clothes and get a lot of new customers. But his belief that the other days were not as special may have limited him. So take a step back. Take a look at your beliefs. Take a look at what you believe about yourself, your family, your life, and begin to ask yourself, what if I looked at it completely differently? How would my life change? And then begin to allow those beliefs to play around in your head. I shouldn't do this, but allow the beliefs to play around in your head so that you then begin to move in that direction. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow.